Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Okay. Well, let me start again, because I don't think any of you heard anything. I don't know what's going on with Blog Talk. But anyway, here we are. We've found yet another way. This is the fourth try. Oh, my God. I just love technology. So, yes, we were talking about joy. Next Wednesday is our next webinar on how to choose joy about anything. So, I'm going to use this as an example. How do I choose joy around this moment of frustration and a little bit of anger and I'm kind of pissed off that Blog Talk can't run their thing better than this. So I have a choice, right? I have a choice to be happy about the fact that I have learned enough and have the wherewithal to figure out to go back and get my laptop computer because my desktop computer wasn't working. Wouldn't have had a clue how to do that 3 years ago, 2 years ago even. And then Stephen and I had a backup plan, which may yet still have to go into effect. I don't know. We'll see if I can bring people on the callers from my computer. So that's one of the biggest things the channel wants us to know is that joy is a choice. You always have a choice. Sometimes it's just easier to choose to stay pissed off, but you always have a choice, okay? And that choice of choosing joy creates and allows all possibilities. This is really important, all possibilities. Because really, we cannot and will not expand into our greatest creation until we believe in all possibilities, because that's where the miracles are, guys, in all possibilities. So let's come together now and claim for ourselves and for everyone, I am all possibility. I believe and accept all possibility. And so it is. Joy also creates the knowing of the I am. Okay? When you are in joy and love, you experience your power as the creator when you say, I am. I am the joy. I am the choice. I am the love, right? I am the electrical signal that creates my life by going out and having it matched. Okay, so joy is a definition, guys. It's not an emotional state. It's a definition that creates an emotional state that we can bring into our lives at any time. Now, sure, when they're showing me well, they're showing me Damon, so they're talking about death right now, my brother. And it's not natural, and it's not a natural choice to choose joy around loss, okay? And it's possible to do it, it's more possible to do it in increments, they're saying. But it's still possible to do it to hold more of a balance of where you want to be. Okay. The last thing is, it's never too late to create. Never too late to create the state of joy, which helps you create everything. So we're going to balance all this. I mean, there's so much more information to this webinar and to this subject than we can even imagine. Just because we have looked at joy as something that happens to us if we're lucky, right? Like, kind of like health and wellness. Instead of us creating it, we're just lucky to have it. So let's balance all this with I am divine love. So it is. Many of you have asked me to write out kind of a complete guide to how the work works and how to work the work, which will be out not this Monday, but in the following Monday's e-blast. I want to remind you that Reignite Your Life is coming up in Florida in just 2 weeks. I'm so excited to be there because of the wonderful work that Daniel has brought to us and the work that we have done together. We have new sheets. If you have bought or purchased or received the sheets in any way, let us know, and we will get you the new ones. And I'm really excited to tell you my daughter's book will be out June 27th. Look for a special email from me about a really nice offer that I'm going to extend to all of you that get her book. Yes, it's nepotism, and I'm proud of it. Okay, webinar on joy. How to choose joy around any subject. I just have to tell you, the work has blown open because of all of these channeled messages that I've done for Jennifer McLean. We've soared into a next great level in the work, and it's really exciting to me. I'll tell you more about that on the webinar and on the continuing shows. All right, because we got started late, I would so like to start with the callers now. Stephen, can you come on? What time do I have to be finished? I don't know how this works. Do I have the whole 50 minutes now? Or okay, well, you can come on and let me know. All right, let's try this, hopefully. Miss Emily, are you there?
Hi, Dee.
Oh, good. It's working.
Yay.
And good morning. Oh, my
good
Lord.
Good morning. What a wild ride.
Yeah, well, you know, technology, it keeps us on our toes. It empowers us, but sometimes it really challenges us. What can I do for you, baby?
Yes. I have two physical things. One is my eyesight, which I've always had perfect vision. And then in my 40s, I started to notice, you know, holding things farther away to see. And just recently, I feel like it's taken a turn where most things I try to read are blurry. I've been claiming I know and I see clearly. And the second is I've started to notice how much tension I carry in my face muscles, like knitting my brow, and just anytime I'm looking at something.
Gee, and those are all around your eyes, aren't they?
Yeah, and when I'm squinting trying to see, it's even worse.
Well, sure. Of course, because
yeah.
You have to exercise those muscles. The very first thing I heard before you even finished it is this is a belief system. And they literally showed me when I was in a doctor's office and getting my eyes checked, and I was with my husband at the time, and I was in my 40s. And he said, well, eyes are still pretty good, but, you know, in your 40s, that's when they start to go. So, you know, you should come back probably in 6 months and have them checked. And I looked at him and I said, you know what you just did? You just gave me a suggestion that my eyesight was on the verge of getting bad. And I'm not going to accept that suggestion. And I've been with this doctor forever, and he looked at me and said, oh, my God, Dee, I do that. I do that with my patients. I'm not going to do that anymore. So, you know, I'm using the cheaters from Costco.
Yeah.
Right now. I'm 70. Don't have to have a prescription. But there's a belief. So can you remember who gave you the belief? Whether was verbally or by modeling?
I remember when my dad started asking me to read the menu for him at the restaurant. And I remember just really being impacted by that because he always had perfect vision.
And about how old was he?
He was in his 40s.
Yep, there you go. That's all it takes, guys. That's all it takes, and in your mind, you go, oh, let me make a mental note here, 40s, eyesight going, humiliation, fear, right, blah, blah, blah. Okay, now, that's the energetic thing behind it. I don't know, they're showing me eye drops. Is it the eye drops for a test? No, they're. Do you have dry eyes?
I don't think so.
Well, I am getting to go have your eyes tested. But when I say it's a loss of eyesight, I get a no. It's more something that's going to be relieved with some kind of drops or something. I'm not a doctor, guys, not a doctor, but that's what they're showing me. And let's just all come together to claim I am, and I'm connected to the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding. That's our clear direction and claim of all energy that we are working with. Okay, so now that we've done that, there's some energy from your past lives affecting this also. Okay, and now I get the information that around the age that you are now, you were blinded in a past life. So, that's why, guys, we want to work with all energy, everything, all our past, present, and future lives, everywhere that we're hanging out in every dimension. Because, you know, like I'm a successful actress on this plane, I'm hanging out in another dimension where maybe I didn't make it. And I want to get everybody on board with me in this lifetime, on this plane, and going, we're making it. I am a successful actress. And all energy in all dimensions and all space in between, this is all the stuff I'm writing out for you that'll come out a week from Monday. Okay, but right now, we are telling our energy and all energy and all of the memory in our water, right? We're not holding on to all that old stuff anymore. We are creating clarity, and clear seeing in every area of our life. And now, hold on, book, song, give me a movie, please.
Rain Man.
What?
Rain Man.
Rain Man. Okay. Well, all right. This is interesting because Rain Man, he could see very clearly a lot of things that other people couldn't, and yet
yeah.
the real world was kind of blurred to him.
Yeah.
Okay. You want to bring those two worlds together, that you see clearly what you're, and this is for everybody, guys, everybody. This is what I mean. The work's blown open. That we see clearly in all dimensions, in all time, space continuums, wherever our energy exists, all space in between, all past, present, and future lives, we are claiming, I see clearly in embodiment and in energetic embodiment. And so it is. That was the highest thing we were trying to get to, Emily. But
okay.
they're still saying there's something about the drops. So just go see.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, darling.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Wow. Wow. I'm kind of like, okay, everybody, hold on. And Stephen, if you could just text me what time I have to be off because I don't have a clue now. Anna in New York, you're on.
Hello. Thank you so much.
So hi,
I'm
baby.
I'm just calling to see what the highest information I can get for Lily and Sox. They're both my pets. Lily is a black lab and Sox is my cat.
What I'm getting is they're mirroring the energy that's going on with you now, which is fear about what? What are you in fear of, Anna?
Receiving the investment. I just got another update. And
yeah,
update
see, it's
again.
Money again. And money
yeah.
for you is survival. And
yeah.
so, you know, our pets are so connected to our energy, guys.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when I'm sick, freedom acts in a whole entirely different way. As Gabby did when she was a baby, before she could even understand what the word sick meant, she
mm-hmm.
would pick up the energy and be different, easier, calmer that day because she knew I needed, you know, help.
Right.
So that's what they're picking up. So the best thing for you, again, back to the webinar, can you choose the state of joy around this,
yeah.
Around the excitement, around the waiting, around, well, they're saying don't wait, create what you want. This
right.
is successfully completed.
Yeah.
I love receiving all this money that's here for me, you know.
Yeah.
Instead of going into that reactionary place. They're mirroring that. Okay, sweetheart?
Thank you.
So
let's like
balance that. I am divine love. Okay, what?
It's just the additional expense of, you know, taking them to the vet and medicine and whatever.
Well, again, not a vet,
like,
not a doctor. I don't get that they even really need to go to a vet. They are waiting for you to balance your energy, and you can tell them they're all right because what they're feeling is this feeling of not being safe in your home.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
communicate to them that they are. It's just mommy's, you know, fear, but they're fine, and you're always going to take care of them.
Fabulous.
Okay, now, everybody, you are your highest channel. You know, my pediatrician, I'll never forget it. She said, when I called her about Gabrielle one day, she said, well, what do you think, Dee? And I said, well, I don't know. That's why I'm calling you. And she says, yes, but I always know the mother knows best because the mother's instinct is totally intact. So do you think you need to take them to the vet?
Not if I have the answer for what they need, and I just got the answer for what they need.
Okay. And you will be the loving mother that you are and watch how they respond to that redirection.
Fabulous. Thank you.
Okay. All right, honey.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, guys, and I, you know, I did some work with someone in our community and this week. And I'm going to say this again, and I've said it before a million times. Whether it's me or somebody else, pick someone whose work resonates with you as truth, and then do that. But if you bounce back and forth between 15 or 20 people that are all telling you something different, you are not going to be focused in what you are doing as far as the manifestation. Well, let me try this. Well, let me try that. Well, this person says this, and, you know, maybe I can combine the two. But I mean, you're all over the place, and that's exactly what was happening with this person. Okay. Kathy, Illinois. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hi. My family, my question is about my mother. My family's making a decision whether when she leaves rehab, she goes to her independent living apartment or an assisted living apartment. She wants to go back to her independent, and my other three siblings want her to go to the assisted living.
Okay, so we're all in our head here, aren't we?
Yes, they are.
So go to your heart. And what do you know?
I know she wants to go back to her independent
living. Yeah, I didn't ask you. I asked you in your heart what you knew was the highest choice for her, not what she wants.
I'm so focused on trying to follow what she says.
Well, but that's not what I'm asking you.
Right.
You see, and that's where your confusion is.
Okay.
Because I do not want to upset you with this, but she's getting ready to make a transition.
No, she's going to be 93 this coming week.
Yeah, she's it's like she's over it. But
she's
at the
been
same
saying that for the last 2 or 3 years, and I don't know why she has not let go, but she has not.
Well, and she will when she's finally ready.
Right, yes.
Okay, so if she really wants to let go, which is her highest choice?
She doesn't want change, so her highest choice to her is back to her independent living apartment.
Yep,
but she's
that's what
fallen.
I'm getting to.
But she's fallen, and my sister is her power of attorney for health and said yesterday that it doesn't matter what she says, she's going to assisted living.
Okay, well, then the decision's made if she's got the power of attorney. But you asked me what the highest choice was for your mom.
Right.
She really wants the space to go. She's not going to get as much space to go in assisted living.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's true.
And who wouldn't want their independence? Dear God, if I can't have my independence, let me go too.
I
now
know.
Or 90 or whenever in between.
Yeah.
Okay? So your answer is... She's going to go either way,
mm-hmm.
Kathy.
Okay.
Yeah. And she's already made up her soul mind about that.
and
it's
I'm
just
fine
like
with that.
You know, she's over this. If she wants to be vital,
yes.
She wants to be the vital person she's always been.
Oh,
right.
Gosh, yes. Oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
And
she gets
not.
So mad because she can't do it right.
Well, yeah, I understand that. Even at 70, I understand that.
Yeah.
So, you know, and she wants to go with her dignity, and she wants to go her way. And I think the highest thing that I'm hearing that you can do is to let her know that she has full choice of her living and her leaving, whether she's in assisted living or whether she's back in her apartment. But if your sister has power of attorney
for health, yeah,
you know, then it's going to go the way that
yeah.
he decides it should go.
We had a long talk yesterday, and I'm clearly the one that wants her to go back to her independent apartment. The other three do not. So, and I don't want to divide anybody. So I want her to think families all together. Even if in the back of my mind I'm wishing different, I think we need to give her a consistent feeling from everyone.
Okay. Well, again, that's your head.
Yeah.
Your heart really wants her to go back to her apartment.
Yes.
Okay. So this is now becoming a part of your guilt. And the channel says let it go, because she will make her decision of leaving whether she goes one place or another.
Okay.
So let go of your guilt. This is just the way it's playing out.
Okay. Good.
Okay. All right, sweetheart. Thank you.
Thanks.
Sometimes, you know, sometimes the information is just tough love. Guys, you know. Yeah. All right. We're going to go to Bridget in Colorado. Hi, honey. You're on.
Thank you, Dee. Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a nagging foot injury, and I don't know if you have the body book or not, or if we even need that, but it's been over a year now. And I haven't
And
gotten...
What is it?
It's the... one of the muscles that comes down the back of the leg and forms part of the arch, and my movement is restricted in different ways at different times, and nothing that I've done for it and for me so far has healed it. So I know there's still something out, because I haven't had nagging issues like this before.
Okay, well, the first thing I'm hearing, Bridget, is that you need to stretch your calves.
Okay.
Now, the best way to do that is, like, all you have to do is, like maybe get a piece of board and put it up on a slight incline, you know, and... put your foot on it, and then put your other foot up above on the incline, and just stretch your calf out.
Okay.
Also, a lot of times, guys, so funny, you all often ask me about the very issues in my life that I've had to deal with. I just want you to hear that, to show you how the energy works in literally bringing you all the information you need. I marvel sometimes at how much information my channels brought me about, I mean, like scientifically and everything. And then years later, I read a big scientific newsletter, and okay. They're showing me another stretch, Bridget, where you sit in a chair, you sit at the front of a chair, and you spread your legs and you point your toes straight forward. This is good for anybody, by the way, with any lower back issues or leg issues. And you just reach down to the floor in the middle of your legs and stretch your back. And then you, without moving where you are, you lean to the right leg and put your arms on either side of it, your right arm on the far side and your left arm on the inside, and stretch. And do all these for about 20, count of 20, and then lean to the left leg, again, without bringing your body around. So you don't want to swivel around to do this, because you really want to stretch those muscles in your lower back and down in your hamstrings and your glutes and all that. Okay? And just do that every morning and every night and see if that isn't going to help.
Okay, thank you.
Hold on. We're both balanced. We want the highest answer. Anybody switched? I don't get that there's something really wrong with it. I just get that it needs to be stretched out. That's what I keep hearing.
Thank
Will you,
you
let
very
me know, please?
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
All right. We're going to Paula in California. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hi, Dee. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
I have a. I just wanted some clarity because I'm having this massive reaction about, you know, at work we're going to be moving to this other office, which is actually really awful, and I'm just, you know, angry and I've been really working on this and trying to figure out underneath why am I having such a massive reaction. You know, I'm feeling powerless, unheard, that whole business.
And okay, well, first of all, the channel is saying you're not hearing yourself. So everything that you've said is focused on the negative, and you're not hearing you're not hearing what you know you need to do, which is focus on the positive. You know, like when my mother went into the nursing home, I said, "How's your room, Mommy?" She said, "Oh, it's beautiful. I'm really happy here." And she hadn't been in her room yet.
Oh.
And I said to her, "Mom, I know you've seen it, but you're..." She said, "No, Dee Dee, I'm not there, but I've decided that's how I'm dealing with it." Do you understand?
I do.
So,
for some reason, I'm clinging on so hard to this.
Quit looking for the reason. Quit looking for the reason and just go, "I don't give a hell what the reason is. I'm choosing to be happy here. I'm choosing to know that this space, in this space, I'm more productive. People hear me. I'm seen. I'm acknowledged." Right? A lot of it has to do with your fear of not knowing what to expect. And that's a little girl and a past life issue. So why do you go into fear when you don't know what to expect? Why do you not like change?
Cause I guess because it seems like it goes to something undesirable or something. I don't know what happened.
Well, you don't really need to know, guys. That's what I want you to hear. You don't need to know. It's all tied in with your dad, I can tell you that. But we've watched our parents be disappointed. That's a part of life. And so we go, "Oh, well, if I don't have total control over it, I'm going to be disappointed and I don't know what to expect." And then you forget that you have control over creating it the way you want it to be. Do you understand?
That's right. Yes.
Okay. I'm going to beat this into your little bean brains. What do you want? You want to know and create. So you direct the energy. "This place is great. This place affords me all kinds of new opportunities. In this place, I'm twice as creative and happy. In this new place, I'm heard and I'm acknowledged. There's all kinds of awesome opportunities open to me in this new place. Actually, the channel's going, it's really a blessing for you because you can let go of the place. You can let go of all the stuff that's connected with the old place unless you take it with you.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Well, I don't want to hear what you don't want. What do you want?
I want what you said about it being great,
okay.
Creative, all that. Yes, the
now,
positive.
Going back to the webinar that's coming up, you see, you couldn't feel the state of joy around this because you were looking at what you didn't want and what you were in fear of. Now you can feel joy into what you are clearly creating. You got it?
Yes. Yes,
okay,
and I just have
woman.
To have the discipline to do that instead of like going to the old programming.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactamundo. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Thank you. Good.
Thank
I
you.
Hope everybody got that. We're balancing everything that we've gotten to so far. I am divine love. Everything balanced for everybody listening? Yes, ma'am, it is. Boy, wasn't that hard. Okay, we're going to Bethany in California.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
This show is so synchronistic. It's a question about my 93-year-old mother, and I just spent a week with her in Colorado. She's living with my brother, and I was incredibly frustrated but made a lot of progress, and I'm just questioning on whether I need to move out there, which I have the
no.
possibility to. Okay, good.
No, you do not need
so.
To move out there. However, you can spend time every day
mm-hmm.
sending your energy to her and
mm-hmm.
your positive claims to her.
Mm-hmm.
The channel's going, she's got at least probably another 2 good years.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, part of her is like, yeah, it's getting a little hard here.
She
right?
pretty much said that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, guys, we all talk about retirement because we're tired of working our jobs, not me, but most of us. You know, retirement from embodiment is the same thing. All right, I've done this job. I'm kind of over this job. I'm ready to move on to, you know, an easier, more fun, more relaxed place for a little while. And then I'll start into my next job and come back again. It's a great way to really look at it because the concept is the same. And I want to remind everybody, nobody comes in and nobody leaves without their own choice.
Mm.
Whether we understand it or not, that's the way it is. Okay?
Okay. And what about visiting her, like every 2 or 3 months?
Well, what feels good to you?
Yeah,
see,
I mean, my heart.
That the channel doesn't want you to make it, I need to do this. I have to do this.
Mm-hmm.
They want you to, go to your heart and go, what makes me feel good? How often
mm-hmm.
do I want to go?
Mm-hmm.
But, and you can send her energy every day. Joyful, happy energy, love. You know, if she likes to take walks, take a walk with her energetically. And I've
mm-hmm.
told you all this story before when my mother was making her transition. I spent time every day playing her religious songs for her, dancing with her, all in my imagination. And this amazing reader, years after she was gone, said, your mom is coming through, and she wants to thank you for dancing with her and playing her songs as she was making her way out. They get it, guys. They get it.
Thank you so much.
You bet, sweetheart. Guys, please, I'm saying this to all of you. It is not serving you or them for you to feel guilty about them leaving this very long life. Okay? It doesn't serve anybody. It's the circle of life. It's the way it's supposed to be. And yes, do we grieve their loss? Absolutely. And with it always comes a little bit of relief also, that they're free, that you are free. Do not feel guilty about that. This is the natural course of life. Okay, we're going to Robert in South Carolina. Hi, honey, you're on. How are you?
Hello, Dee Wallace.
What's up?
Oh, nothing much. I wanted to call and update you because I didn't know whether or not to move in with my boyfriend back in March.
Yes.
And we created our uncoupling on May 30th. And I feel kind of happy, which makes me feel a little bit blue for feeling happy.
Why?
If that makes any sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense, and it doesn't have to make any sense, you know. But again, this guilt thing, guys, this guilt thing doesn't serve you or anybody else. It just keeps you from creating the next thing you want. It was nice. It was nice while it lasted. You shared some really great stuff together. You learned a lot about yourself, the channel is saying. Celebrate that. And create the next relationship with everything you want now.
Sounds good. I'm also using my free time to do things that you can only do when you have single time. I'm a writer. That's how I know Phyllis. And I want to write a novel. I am a novelist. I'm creating that. And I want to be prolific.
Okay, I'm a prolific novelist. And again, that choice of joy around that is imperative to your success. Those are the words, imperative to your success, that they're giving me. So,
all right.
So no struggle, ease. Being a prolific artist and writer is easy. It's so easy.
Ooh.
And it, yeah. Okay, so you got that one.
You're speaking to me. Yeah, I mean, my mantra, like if I meditate and someone's like, choose a word to focus on, mine's always fun, and sometimes it's fun and easy.
Okay, good. And there's a little bit of you that wants to make this writing so important that you need to bring a little struggle into it. You don't. They actually are saying they will come through and write the book with you. The happier and easier it is, just get out of the way. And literally, you're going to get help from the other side, from a lot of people who know a lot about the subject you want to write about.
Oh, good, because I do want to struggle, and I hate the struggle, and I always think this should be easy and relaxing.
Okay, well, I would direct yourself to choose a state of joy more.
All right, thank you so much,
yep,
Dee. I hope you have
bet.
A good rest of the day.
Thank you, darling. And we're going to balance that for everybody. Join me, please. I am Divine Love, my life and the creation of it is easy. All right, let's get two dudes in a row here. Hey, Kirk, what's up?
Hey, I have been working on or doing the work around my shoulder, my right shoulder.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of today's call already dealt with it. So,
yes, it did.
Anything additional?
Yeah. I don't know anything about this, so I know this is coming from the channel. They're showing me, do you paint with your right arm?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. This is crazy, Kirk, because I don't know diddly squat. But that's what I mean, following Robert's call. You see, they'll just come through. They'll give you the information you need. Could you lower your easel just a little bit so you don't have to raise your arm so high?
Wow. I'm getting a whole thing about reaching higher, metaphorically, and
yes,
feeling that I have to do more to, as the theme goes, belong. And I may be overreaching and taking any setbacks too heavily. And that if I can relax into it, then I won't be stressing myself while I'm being creative. I can let go of the struggle.
Yes, and it's a lot of that is accurate and true, and the highest thing is you don't have to struggle, hurt yourself, reach too far to make it. You see, you have not defined yourself as already having made it, Kirk, and you have.
Correct.
So, yeah. Guys, the energy follows how we define ourselves. How we define ourselves. So, I've made it. I'm a successful artist and painter. I make great money selling my art in exchange for beautiful joy that I give people, you know. And literally, it's easy and it feels great to have reached the heights. Okay?
Yes.
And they're also saying if you could lower your canvas just a little bit. We're talking like an inch.
I agree with you totally. I understand and I got it.
Okay. Let's balance that, guys. Again, we're all reaching for the heights. We're all reaching for the best us's. We're all reaching as high as we can to be the best that we can. And we want to know that we are healthy and happy and aligned and in harmony when we're doing that and while we're creating that. And as we've created that, and define ourselves as people that have created that, and so it is. Thank you, boy. Wow, good end to the show. I guess I'm ending on time, guys. I don't have a clue what's going on today, but Stephen told me 10 o'clock, and it is. So let's say it together. Please sign up for the webinar, and please look for the webinar about my daughter's book coming out. Here we go. I love me. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.